funny kind of bugger, man. He went through radiation like that.
Mm-hmm.
The bugger strong, I tell you. Yeah. About 2-3 times we thought he was near the end. He rebound.
Okay. Strong willed, no?
Yeah.
Gotta be the full
the doctors, you know, they say, hey, what can we do? What can we say? You know? We cannot do nothing. Already we gave him the radiation treatment. Mm-hmm. What can we say? He said, you know, we don't know what to say, you know. So, you know, then last year Christmas came. And one day after Christmas we had this big party at my sister's place. And right after the big party, the next day, his two legs and collapsed. After his two legs collapsed, uh-huh. Already, you know, from the head, his two legs just went collapsed. So hey boy. That way make it hard for my sister. Bro. They took care of him for a couple of months and then they put him in the nursing home already because it's too hard to take care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I say. But every month, I go and see him. Eh? And like that, a kind Memorial Day weekend, the long weekend, mm-hmm. My wife will bring some of the kids over. And that's the only. The guys tell us that the best therapy he has is to see his grandkids. We talk to him, the bugger, he just stay, you know, he just look at me, he don't say nothing. Oh, my kids talk something. You know, he wake up, you know. This damn bugger, this, you know. that's why when I go, that I bring my kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At that time he comes shanto. Not only he go sleep like that. He make the kind siran kao kai.
He just takes something.
Yeah, he like talk to him the bugger.
I'm like, oh, like
when he hear the kid's voice, one time, you know, he come up, you know. Like, yeah, he tell me. Every time he tell me, boy. Ah, shit. He don't like me come back again because he seen my mother, how she went. Oh, get the family got so involved and so uptight that everybody come. You know, so he don't like it. He said, when I die, I hope you die of heart attack or something. One time before, okay. I didn't die. But since he stay like this, he tell me, ah, funny. Every time like, maki, I no can maki, man. He tell me like that. Yeah. he like go, you know, yeah. Because
don't make you feel too good too, you know.
Yeah, he tell, oh, you know, like that, you know, make everybody worry like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's how, you know. Plenty of guys they don't like market or they go. When they like market they don't can go, so you know, yeah. Hard luck. Every month we go see him.
Yeah,
so see boy. When we go all go over, six of us go over like that. That's why I say, man, we should have bought stock in Hawaiian Airlines, but after I see they're losing money, I say, oh, wrong airlines until we go. We holding up Hawaiian Air at this end. Yeah. We used to buy coupon book, eh? Every time we go over, it need two coupon book, you know. But now they raise the rates, eh?
Yeah, went up recently.
How much you pay today?
Mine is the kind. To go back from here to Honolulu, it's a coupon.
Yeah.
Old coupon.
Old coupon. Yeah.
The project gets to buy it, really want to keep on.
Mm-hmm. So this project, how many guys you still go interview?
Well, here only still for only you, and then Abril.
So how many guys, when you folks came 14, 15 years ago, how many guys you guys went interview?
I wasn't part of the group, but I think
pretty quite much,
a bit, you know. Yeah, you really canvass the area. I have plenty of guys working that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like this project is only me.
What? This project, what? For all these years, they go on the same project.
No, no. It's a different project.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, we know. Like, she knows Bickerton really well, you see, because they were not that close there before.
Mm.
And so she asked him, you know, this is what we call a longitudinal study, so over time.
Yeah.
You know, so what she's interested in is to see, like, over the 15 years, what has changed. What's been changing?
What do you mean? In the way we speak or in the way we...
Yeah, the language and a lot of things, yeah.
He had same kind of philosophy, man. That's why it's the only place I can stay, yeah. ever since, because I never, you know, I lived in Honolulu for about, altogether over 2 years I lived. But, you know, the plenty of guys, yeah, all my friend guys, they all went changed. I mean, they had to change their ways, yeah, and to live inside Honolulu like that. Me and another guy used to live down about 5 miles down this side, Kyokia.
Yeah.
Us guys, we know Kuching. I don't know how come. I just couldn't get into the rat race going over there and going to school and even try to work like that. I just couldn't do it. The funny, I used to work for Hirano Brothers, you know, part time.
Mm.
Because my uncle, he used to be a kind of big whip. You know when they made the Palisades in up there, the last phase, so he tell me go come up to work here, because shit, I had a hard time going to school, making money and stuff like that. This was just before we went down under. We go over there, we go work up there, you know, me and this guy, Walter, so we go up work over there. Just to come back home from over there, you know, I used to live that time on Dayton Kapiolani. Remember Iolani School, Maukasai, Dayton Street?
Yeah.
Used to live over there. And shit, just to come home, man. Yeah. We like drink beer, we get stuck in the traffic. We drink half a case beer just for coming home. By the time we come home, we drunk already. You know? We used to bring, you know, that kind of paint can.
Yeah.
It's the stuck in traffic. I mean, to go back Honolulu, the traffic, you know, they say as good traffic that, you know, they're going back. No more as much as coming back. See, we used to bring the empty paint can. We used to take a leak inside. We used to drink beer. The traffic just stop and go. We used to take a leak. Oh, plan a paint can. Oh, full with CC. By the time we reach it. I said, forget this, boy. I said, you, boy. Never could that happen.
Something getting worse, too?
Yeah, I mean, from where we was living, just to go buy beer. The nearest beer to us, was either we go Kapahulu side, we go there, or either with a star market in Mo'ili, the old star market. Shit, man, if we run, we come back more fast, you know. Ah, boy.
I live right on Houston.
Oh,
you know Houston Street?
Yeah, Willows, with the Willows.
Yeah, but right off Kapiolani.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can picture over there, yeah. It's weird, because every time we got to pass there, go see the old Honolulu Stadium. Football,
yeah. See, when I moved from Lulu, was about 74. So it was a couple more years before the stadium had closed. 1 year.
Around that time.
The stadium closed, yeah.
Oh, so what? You know, like move back Kauai. I get one cousin down. They leave Kauai.
Where was?
Darakai, Lihui. In fact, they just sent me one Darakai invitation for the girl graduating this year. Yeah, he just moved over there, built one new house, and Hurricane Eva will wipe him out.
Who's that your cousin?
Komoto.
Komoto?
Raso Komoto. He went over there first as a Darakai. He was in the army, Korea, man. He was a recruiter. Then he gave up, and then he started his own business, you know, on hobby shop. Never lasted too long. He had to close down. And I don't know what he, the guy, he get all kind of jobs. He started working in a hotel, and I don't know what else he working. He can be a good salesman, but bugger, he like talking. He comes here. Every year they go come play golf at Mike Alloa with his friends.
Yeah. Sometimes they ask, feel like going back. Different than our life.
I guess plenty of my friends too, they don't like come back too already. They're so used to it that life already. Yeah.
Too slow, yeah.
Too slow, that's what they tell me. They come crazy already.
Yeah.
And most of them, they raise their families already over there. So. But me and this other guy, we just couldn't get into it.
Mm.
So right after I worked with Rano Brothers, little while. Shit, I had to get out there now. It was either two choices to go back to work. At that time, the helicopters was up. We heard that one of my friends was a good friend with a personnel manager in Global. And just happened, we meet in the bar, like I meet all these guys drinking beer, and then they say they bring in the UH-1Bs in Kwajalein. So we like go work over there. So no problem. He tells me, hey, when you like go, he tells, only what you gotta do is pass your physical.
Yeah.
So something like Friday actually was only a formality of going through the interview, you know, but we already was hired.
Right? Uh-huh.
So me and my friend, we just went over there. He gave us the brief, you know, the orientation time. That right after the interview, we go take our physical. And then when the next flight, we broke, right? The next flight. He said, well, you know, we get flights like that, they bring cargo over, you like go quick. Yeah, shoot, man. So he said, Tuesday, go. You guys like go. You guys go on the cargo, the C-118 something at that time. So I said, oh, wait, I go come home. So I came home, the whole house over there, tell, you know, bye to my parents, and Tuesday we went already. We was riding with all the vegetables and the eggs and everything there to fly over. Good fun though.
Even all over, I know you, Pacific.
Samoa, I went to work at Canton Samoa. Island of Samoa.
Yeah.
But that was a little bit too rugged for me. There. Well, actually, I was only going, I was here at the time, and I was going just to, for the 6 months there. It's all connection, the kind. Plenty of these guys, they work overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They spread out there, either to Johnson, Aniwita, all over the Pacific. So you know one guy that's working over there, he put in a good work, and there's no problem already.
Uh-huh.
Because the thing is they just look at your past record, and they don't care if you work or not, actually. What they want to look at is if you can hack it down there.
Yeah.
And they see that you stayed for 2-3 years, they say, ah, this guy can stay here. So, you know, hire you.
Mm-hmm. It's rough.
Depend what kind of person you. I mean, hey, if you like drink all day, you know, all right. You work, you know. Good fun. You're good fun. You're single, you're good fun.
Mm-hmm.
You nothing to do too much except gamble, drinking, and now I hear they get a lot of facilities to go play a few sports like that.
What about fishing like that?
Oh, plenty of fish. You like fishing?
Yeah? I go out, I go boat fishing. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mechanic.
What about land kind? Oh, down here, right down there. It's all our fishing ground.
Right here.
Yeah. Fishing like that. Oh, there. Oh, when we was, anyway, plenty of fish. Mallet, 1,000 floating like that.
Okay.
And at one time, people from Honolulu, they used to fish, and they used to freeze them up, the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to know some crew chiefs there on this Air Force flight. They used to pay them off like that. They bring them back on the Honolulu to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mullets, papillo. Oh, flying there, that kind of papillo like that. Ooh. Fish, oh boy. That's what we used to eat, us guys. Our department. When I went down there, the guys, they don't have the helicopter thing set up yet. No more nothing. Empty hangar, anything like that. So they put me in with these guys, warehousing guys, you know, that keep this merchandise and any kind. Liquor warehouse, or what's a dream, or reefer warehouse, any kind. All our food, you know. Every day, hey, you know, buy beer, no nothing, you know. Just, hey, give me a couple of cases, man. Yeah, they bring them over. Yeah. You know, buy beer, you know, buy booze like that. You know, when the ship come in, the stevedores, we talk to the stevedores there, because us guys, we used to be inside the kind of dry goods, and I used to take care of the stereo kind, the dehumidified warehouse. So, hey, they bring it out. See, we're waiting for the Michelob coming all the time in the bottle. So we tell the guy driving the forklift, hey, bang this bugger for us. So the bugger, he go with the forklift blade, you know, the whole pallet of Michelob, he bang them from outside. Oh boy, hey, come take picture. The insurance guy, he drink with us though. Come take picture. Oh, loss, sir. They put on his loss. So, yeah, the bugger only bang about maybe 7-8 cases. So,
and the rest all.
Yeah, so we put them in the warehouse. Yeah. The guy and the reefer had this guy from Nakasone from Mountain View. He was in charge of the reefer ship. Steaks, lobsters, oh man, oh. Pilfer, all the pilfer reports, you know, come over there, you know, cut the band and broke all the box like that. Blame all the guys on Oakland. Yeah? So they take the pizza or but we had a racket going on there, was good. Hey, so us guys, we never used to eat at the mess. All local guys, they all know how to cook. Oh boy. Had all the food, everything you wanted. So, hard to come home was hard to come home. At that time, we were only was getting paid like something like $4 an hour. You know. But after, you know, 8 hours already, it's going to be $6, and you know work, you know. You know work. Actually, we can put down to 13 hours, but you only work about 2 hours. But put down the time. As long as then they'll stop you, and no more money, they'll tell you no more overtime, and they'll stop you. But until then, 13 hours, you figure 13 times 7, you know. That's plenty hours, but we still only there drinking beer, you know. So plenty guys got rich out of there. Except us. Us guys got rich. Plenty of the merit kind guys down there that get a little bit sense in them. Yeah.
Get the controller.
Yeah. Us guys was too young that time. Yeah. So. We know, yeah. But, yeah. One thing was bad was when we came back home and we had to get adjusted to, even at that time, we had to go buy beer for $5-6 a case. And you know, just that adjustment. You go out inside, even in Flamingos, and you try to go eat steak and lobster, you know. Well, then we had it free, and you know, we had to change our life, you know.
I can just imagine.
No, yeah. Good fun, but we was the last of the people that had a good life there. Yeah, that's why we moved out. We knew it was coming already, and we just couldn't get adjusted to that new wave of people coming. Anyway, they already stressed already, gonna be more of a military base than, you know, a civilian working place. Ah, we say, well, forget it then. We go home, you know. But it was good fun. While it lasted, it was good fun. You know.
I would think so. Okay.
For people like drink, you know, just drink beer. Like us guys, we drink beer, you know. We can drink from morning time to night time. Just drink beer and, you know, stuff like that. What a place to be. Good fun you get.
Still, yeah, you know, slow down.
Ah, no can slow down now.
No can slow down.
When put a bad habit in, but...
How old are you now?
44.
44.
So 44 grand. 62 grand. Yeah. That's a long time away, man. Us guys, we already had that 25th, right?
My brother, they have two older brothers.
Mm.
One is 16, the other 61.
Mm. So how many? Big family?
No, only three boys.
Oh, three boys. No more sisters.
No sisters.
Oh. So you the youngest then?
The baby.
Mm. Oh, and what your brother
it's
guys
big,
say?
It's a big difference between them.
Yeah.
Each.
So your brother guys say Honolulu?
No. One stay Kauai, the other one stay LA.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. They both went back in now. They both in the service where they're stuck in. It was 60 or something.
Had
the all volunteer army at
yeah,
the first time.
All Hawaii.
Yeah.
Us guys, we all went in. Yeah. We went in, us guys. But see what happened with me was that a kind. I never got that year because kona school power. Yeah. We go school in November,
uh-huh.
And we bow August, and they coffee season, so I have to go help. Me the baby too of the family. So before I go in the army, I told them I go help them pick coffee, my mother and my father. So I helped that year. Then, you know, you never passed this side, so you don't know. Now it's all macadamia, not way Honomalino side, where Mac farms like that. We the, us guys the one with plantum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went go work with my friend guys. Plant the macadamia nut. Oh boy, fast, yes, I tell you. All rocks, you know, there.
Yeah.
So the starters, we had to go haul dirt from way up Mauka. We'll get the dirt, put them in the bag, and put one whole bag of dirt into the hole. We had to dig the hole for all rocks. Put the dirt into the hole. And then plant the mac nut.
Every tree like that.
Every tree like that. Wow. Well, see, the oldest trees is what the one we planted. So that tree is now is from 62. So that tree is what 20 old. So that's a real full bearing tree.
You can take out a
dollar an hour, you know. Dollar an hour.
Dollar an hour.
We work for. When we was in high school, I was working part time, 80 cents. So they told me, since you graduate, we're gonna give you a big raise, 20 cents, right?
Yeah.
So dollar an hour, and after we planted that, yeah, the trees, right? So we will plant watermelon all in between. But before the bug I went harvest, I went dig out. I went go join the army.
Mm. So you went in what?
63. Yeah. Joined the 63 All Hawaii Company.
Oh. Yeah, because my brother was 3 years. So he's six, the oldest one was already out 63. And the other one was out 64.
So shit, he's 63 and I came out in 66, yeah. I spent 25 months, all of my time in Vietnam I spent, all of my...
It's just the beginning part there, yeah,
it was good fun, you know, good fun.
That time, after that they come real, that time.
When we just Well, in 65, actually, in 65, Thanksgiving was getting rugged already. That's when had some pretty big battles already. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't down south, it was all up in the Central Highland area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was getting kind of rugged. But guys, we finished our tour, our good fun in the weekend. That's where I learned how to drink like that. Drink, smoke up, good fun we get. You know. Yeah.
You country boy, you go out and you get the
whole country, hey boy. Good fun we used to get. I used to stay in Benoit. Yeah, the teacher used to get. And then they sent us back to Georgia because, you know, with the helicopters there we were. Stupid kind of games they was playing. Every other week we was going just like bivouac in South Carolina or right on the border of Georgia. Near Darakai, we was Fort Benning and then what's that other fort? Near Augusta, Georgia. What's that other fort? Gordon, Fort Gordon.
Fort Gordon.
Yeah. Well, you was over there too?
No. My brother was in that kind of, he was at Benny.
Yeah. We used to join with the guys up to going to the silly games. So I don't know if you remember in 65 when the Haiphong thing happened, Haiphong Harbor, and then they went go attack motor attack this place, Pleiku. And the guys was all drunk inside that place. They got wiped out there. So we just come out, you know, from few maneuvers. And the local guys, those guys, we in Fort Benning, we all used to drink the same beer hall, NX7 they used to call them.
Uh-huh.
So drinking after, drunk then. After that, I remember, we said, hey, we used to go to this place called Outpost Cafe, right outside of the Benny, not too far. The local guys used to go with drink. And then that's when the thing happened, and then Darakang, these guys was looking for like a critical MOS, the kind of guys they needed. So they came over here, and then the sergeant, he tell anybody, they're asking for volunteers to go back, you know? They're all drunk already. So they're disgusted with this place. We're always bitching about Georgia and stuff like that. Hey, put my name on, man. I'm going, man. Well, they tell to me, hey, Negano, you get 24 hours to pack your things up, man. Shoot, man. I'm going, man. First volunteer group go over to fill the position. Was a nightmare, man. Oh, my mother almost had a heart attack, man. I called from Hickam. We stopped over Hickam. I said, hey, I'm going back. Oh, she almost got a heart attack. Get a kick, though. But the second time wasn't so funny, you know. They sent us, you know, they used to call this place Pleiku. God damn, dust bowl or shit. Wasn't so funny, but I wanted to get out of the army and, you know. Everything happened over there, the time go by there. Interesting.
You grew up in an interesting time, man.
Yeah, now no more action. My kids grow up this kind of place, they'll die of boredom now, man. No more action.
No, they gonna grow up this kind of place there. Anything they do after this could be exciting. No, different. This is so nice.
Yeah. It's like me. I go on. I have to go on every month.
Oh
boy. The summertime, I used to stay 1 week there like that. Now there's a kid in school, sometimes I go Friday and I come home Sunday already. I'm not going to stay over there. My friend guys tell, hey, we go out drink like that. I know more the feeling like that. You mean the bars like that? This used to be second home to me, but I guess I get in my cool, you know, no more fun like that. This before that, plan it for poor. You don't like him beer?
No, no thanks. I better not because...
Have one.
Yeah, okay, maybe one thing.
What do you like?
Yeah, bottle okay.
Bottle okay. You know, like this guy. Yeah? No. Go, good drink.
We have bought that guy. Bad. Yeah, bad. Yeah. Oh, God,
yeah, we just pick this not too long.
Wow, nice to be here.
Yeah, nice. I don't know, maybe a little bit too salty for you.
No, I like salty stuff. Mm. You know, salty to eat. Only how kind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I tell you, when you bite the thing, the beer. Because they're just driving the salt there.
Yeah.
It's just like you're biting salt, you know.
Foam up the mouth there.
Oh, I know could be me, right? You just popping them. And then the Hawaiian, that kind.
Yeah.
You just throw it in their mouth there, you know,
man? Yeah, that's why these guys, they're all guys, man. Hawaiian mean, like that, bro. Everything is salt, man. And so when they dry fish, me, I know eat the dry fish. Like us guys, popelo season.
Mm.
That's what they do, eh? You leave me your address, but I want to know popelo season, I drop you off some.
Wow. You still get popelo over here.
Oh, yeah, popelo season starts actually from Japan, eh? Now it's only hook kind they get, the big kind. Now I'm dabaga no ono. The one you gotta eat is the one, little bit above cigar kind. This kind.
Mm-hmm.
Half a day dry. Baby Opelo season, my sister, my brother guys, they wait for me, come on.
what kind Opelo, what kind of fish you catch over here?
This grounds over here. Yeah, reef fish. Plenty main party of the deal. One thing we call na no more is ahole ole. You gotta go that side, sand the side, north corner. South corner no more sand the beach, yeah. So no more than ahole ole.
Mm-hmm.
But main party, night time, plenty. See, yeah. Plenty guys there now. They don't like walk. Like us guys, we gotta walk about 10-15 minutes from the road. Just walking to the
KL bamboo. Just all pole fishing.
Spina and pole. And around this area, you know the kind of old Hawaiians, they use the ala ala. The taco blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My wife guys they make it. She pata wine, so she makes the rakai. For go hook manini like that. Manini, Michael, Cole like that. They go hook like that. They don't show the secret there like that.
Oh,
everybody get their fishing.
Right?
But funny, you know, you bring that bait and you bring home a north corner, no bite. But South Kona,
he bite.
Yeah.
Funny, no?
Funny time, but...
I guess maybe they know something at that time.
Yeah. And then if you go too far out of the region to the south, go way down south, he bite, but not as much.
Yeah.
Funny. But just this area here, right in front of you, from this point to where you can see that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So fish lade at that kind. You know.
Mepachi, I don't know Mepachi reef fish there.
Yeah.
I wonder reef fish that kind.
You guys have a kawaii, you guys can fish that kind?
No, not too much no Mepachi.
Oh yeah. Kawaii is mostly sand to us, right? No more that the real that kind, you know, the reefs there out. That's where they stay,
yeah. But kawaii gets a kind of...
Planet taco, I know, kawaii.
Yeah.
Taco
that,
and limo koho, no?
That mat side. Mm. You got a nini side, yeah. Planet taco. But, no, down to the maku as they go, the catch, okay, holy holy, right?
Yeah. Planet sand, kind of fish, then, yeah.
But they know the guys know all on the rakai, you know, break water, you know, but they go.
Mm.
But get hole, they know where the hole is.
Yeah.
Yes, but your thing was kind of slow boy nowadays.
In a place.
Not too much fish already.
Now over here, as guys, they're kind of lucky, yeah, because the howlers, they don't know how to eat fish, yeah. If they know how to eat fish, they have one. Like the OP like that, this one, yeah, we get them right down here. Me and my friend, we go down. And, was about
nice size of pea was here.
Yeah. This is the koalas, you know, the brown one. You know, way down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. But the easy kind gone already. You gotta, you know, go down.
What you guys gotta do? You gotta dive.
Yeah, sometimes. For the big kind, sometimes, you know, with the goggles and the snorkels, mm-hmm. we go, but. You don't need that if you hit the right tide with the good wave. Eh? Like now, it's good kind of water. Eh? Now. In fact, my friend was just over here last night, yesterday afternoon. We was looking at him. But the only thing, us guys, me and him, we go catch crab and we go pick up it. We give them all away. Because we know can eat, me and him, we get gout there.
Eh? Oh, no.
what's up, you know. Us guys.
Yeah. Any kind of shellfish left too, you know,
yeah.
Things, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one yeah, I eat a little bit. I don't care too much. But the armor crab, the one I like, is the one. I eat that in 30 minutes already, I don't care what.
The armor crab, oh it's the stone
black
one.
One. No, the black one, yeah.
The one that sucks
that yeah. That's the one I like, yeah.
How you guys catch it? With the other kind?
Nighttime you gotta go dark night, pitch black kind night. And then you catch them with a flashlight there. No wonder here. You see, now already, plan long years already, no more already. Oh yeah. That kind, especially you know when graduation coming around.
Oh,
night time I look already, I can see the lights here. Oh,
yeah.
The party like that. So even OP like that, when rough time, you know like the winter months, rough. Mm. Eh? If you wait till the bugger come like this, it's too late already. You know, when they come. When the water just go down a little bit, you gotta go attack them already. But we know all the ground now already, so.
You guys armor no more that kind? No more worm inside?
Which one?
The armor.
Armor crab. They never find it.
Kawaii, my brother was seeing that kind, so I told him. He like it. So the guy told you
worm.
Watch. You watch because you know you open another kind.
What do you mean parasite?
Yeah.
Yeah, parasite. Yeah.
Get them.
No more. No more over here.
Get the old kawaii like gathering.
For me, that kind. So you know where they develop like that Kailua site, like that. Any place where you get developed. I know fish. I know tekopi or anything.
Good in
the water. The water no good. Like over here, probably, I don't know how long, when my sons grow up, maybe they know when that kind, when they start developing already. Good that kind. Yeah, next time you come corner, we go down. That's the guys will.
Do they call Moto?
Me, I get sick from the
boat. You just like me.
If he troll, alright. Troll, I go.
Yeah,
if he
troll,
bottom fish.
Even
I
troll,
go.
I just get sick.
Boy. That's why down under. Oh, boy. I get sick. You know when we was down under? You met people from down under before? You talked to
them. You mean like the kind? You mean the people from there?
Yeah, yeah. No. People who
went down there. Yeah, get some.
You ever go talk to some of these guys? You know where I was down there? From the pier. Real deep kind. Pier, they get. Oh, from the pier. I used to go Quetzalding and then catch Aku Rainbow Rana from the pier. Just catch them out like that, the Aku. See, every time we used to get about our stay there, you know, from had one guy from Kauai, Miki, his name, Clarence Miki. Yeah, I don't know what part. About same age with us, right? He was down there. But anyway, we used to get about the steady guys is about seven guys. We drink every day and we go cook, take chance, cook everybody. And well, sometimes he come 1,000 people like that, but seven guys, so it's once a day. Because us guys over there, they work 6 days a week. But our department, 7 days, if we like work, optional Sunday. So we used to work 7 days a week, nothing to do, right? Over there. So everybody, lunchtime, take chance. Go get sashimi, lunchtime, 1 hour lunch. Yeah? You go there on the pier, snag the sardine, throw them out, rainbow runner, the Hawaiian salmon, or the aku. Kawakawa. Bite. Yeah. No, 3-4 nap. You get 3-4. Come back with the bicycle, everybody get the basket in front there. Throw the fish, come back, clean the bagger, throw me, then pahana time, we fillet them and sashimi. So everybody used to take chance. One a day. But we used to get some terrible fishermen too, some Honolulu guys. They don't know how to fish, these guys. Plenty of guys, they go down there and they learn from us how to fish. So, we gotta help sometime, you know, help them. They don't know how to fish, but every day we eat sashimi, poke, and all that. And when I was down there.
The fish owner too,
yeah, that kind of fish. Manini like that, no. No more limo, eh? No more limo, coral, eh?
The reef.
Yeah. The reef fish, yeah. Flat the taste. No more the smell, eh? But the fish like aku, ahi, papio, akule like that. Same taste. When I was down there, I write home to my mother. I tell to me, send me kakere down there. You know kakere, the seda. So nobody using down there. Eh? So, she sent in the envelope, full kakere, she made. She sent to me. I was teaching these guys how to catch akule night time. The kakere, mempachi, papio. You know when the akule or the mempachi running in the pier? The water boiling, man. They're attacking the small fish.
Yeah.
You just throw the thing, hit the water. Boom. No more fun. Half an hour, we all down there. Everybody catch so much akule. Hey, what you gonna do with the fish? You know, people, they don't like eat fish too down there, except local guys. We just catch enough to eat, you know what I mean? They got akule, papio, we still catch. So after that, I tell my mother, no send the hook, I mean, we get the hook, just send the feather, you know, the kakere, just send the thing. We make our own now, yeah.
Oh, you mean she used to make them and send?
Yeah, the first one she sent, I think she sent about 30 or 40, okay. You know, in the envelope. So I tell no make, we go make our own. Oh, boy. Down over there, when we was over there, we thought, us guys country people, so we thought even Honolulu guys, any kind of stuff. The natives down there, the Marshallese down there, they come drink with us. Eh? They don't know. They don't know this kind of stuff like teriyaki, meat like that. First time they taste it, they don't know how to make salad like that. They used to invite us over to their island on weekends to go show them how to eat. The only thing with the Marshallese is they don't know the difference between a meal and poo-poo. Like you make poo poo poo, they will two hand, they eat them all.
We're gone already in 2 shakes. Yeah.
So with the hashi, we used to hit the hand every time, you know. This poo poo, you know. Yeah, get they used to say, see, we used to pay off these guys, eh, the security guys at the boat harbor, mm. Because you know can take too much stuff out of the island, like whiskey like that.
Uh-huh.
So pay them off. The guys on watch, they used to come drink with us sometime too. So we used to pay them off, and then Marshallese used to bring the boat in, pile the cases, like, you know, the liquor warehouse there, all free, vodka and beer and, oh, chicken, they love chicken, these guys, I tell you. Cases of chicken, we used to go there, party, weekend.
So like, there are a lot of kangaroos that used to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Because all Japan,
corn beef and
yeah,
stuff
from
like.
Japan, the Japan sheep all come. They cannot actually take anything from Kwajalein.
Yeah.
Unless, see, plenty of them, they get girlfriends like that over there, the security guys, so they land on the Marshallese boat.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Okay, everybody down there for the money, you know, it's one thing I found out, you know. Paying for the money, so we flash them a couple of bills. Yeah. No more conscience people are there. So you know, that's why when we left for there, oh, that means they're not gonna get any booze.